Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Thursday. It's actually my Friday. I'm going to take tomorrow off. I'm getting some oral surgery done this afternoon. Yeah, no vacation, is it? So I'm going to take tomorrow off. Last night, I went to the Aviators game. They won. They were up like 18-4 when I left. They beat the Reno Aces, and I got to tell you that Las Vegas ballpark is wonderful, absolutely, positively wonderful. There's no complaint I can make about anything. The experience of going to that ballpark, parking's a piece of cake. The people are friendly. The ballpark workers are friendly. Everybody. It was just a really fun time. Something that doesn't look like it's going to be fun down the road is the possibility of a teacher strike in the Clark County School District on September 10th. That is the date. Now, supposedly, there was a meeting yesterday of Steve Sisolak and the teachers union and CCSD, Jesus Jara, the superintendent. I don't know what came of that meeting, but joining us now, a guy that knows where all the bones are buried when it comes to the Clark County School District, the fifth largest school district in the country. He is Kevin Child, a former CCSD school board trustee, and he joins us in studio. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kevin Wall. And that ballpark, amazing, huh?
It's absolutely gorgeous. I mean, they got a swimming pool.
Did you swim?
I did not swim.
Yeah, no. And then you're going to have oral surgery tomorrow, and I know you...
Today.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Like you said, it was no vacation.
No vacation.
But it's at least they have no vacane, right?
Oh, I like that. Let me ask you, this whole thing of a teacher's strike, it's based on a threat that was made by the teacher's union during the session.
Well, correct.
And the deal was, if there's a... You know, if you start doing stuff to our money, our salaries, if we don't get the salary increases we were promised, then we'll strike or we'll authorize a strike. What do you make of what's going on? I mean, your knowledge of the situation, you've been on the school board.
Well,
you've been a trustee.
Yeah. Well, if you watch news, Channel 3, Channel 5, Channel 8, Channel 13, they're saying they're voting on a contract tonight. They're not. You're hearing it live and local right now. They're not voting on any contract tonight at the school board trustees meeting tonight. But the governor, what he did, he said 3%. They're going to get a 3%.
But they're 2% across the board?
Correct. And then what's happening, there's another linchpin in there that they're not telling people. It's called the PGP, the Personal Growth Plan. It's when teachers can do so many CU credits to get another raise or a column raise, which
it's continuing education, in other
correct.
Words.
Correct. But what happened was it wasn't voted by the trustees. It was it was worked out by the old superintendent and John Villardita. And it was so
And John Villardita is the head of the teachers union.
Correct. And it seems like he's always putting these conditions in there, or he's going behind backs of everybody, and he's hurting the teachers. He's hurting these teachers, and he's hurting our school district. All he does is want to put he's that hardcore union guy that wants to just give it to everybody all the time. And you just can't do that. I mean, let's face it, when a teacher is hired, they have a contract. Nobody can fire that teacher except for an arbitrator. So if they don't do their performance, it's not the union that's going to save their job anymore. It's the arbitrator. If they did something wrong, they can get fired. But what happens is all this other stuff about raises, but what they're not telling you, what's the cost? What is the cost of that 3%, that 2%, or the added to their health trust? By the way, I've asked for audits on that health trust. They have a class action lawsuit, yes, with Matthew Callister, because it has not been.
Who is Matthew Callister?
He was an old, he was a legislator, and he was a city council, Las Vegas city councilman. But he went after the teachers' health trust. They haven't been honest with those teachers, with that health trust. They haven't paid some of their bills for these teachers. And now some of these teachers are, the credit people are going after them, which is really sad. So again, that union leader, I have problems with him, and it's nothing big. I have a lawsuit against him. I'll tell you that on the air. He's mentioned in the lawsuit that we're going to the Supreme Court, and our hearing date is October 24th. Go ahead.
No, I think that's great. I did not know that you were going to be arguing before the state Supreme Court.
Correct. So, I mean, a lot of this stuff that's going on, it should be transparent. And these people and the taxpayers should know the dollar amounts that we're going to pay these teachers. Do they need money? Some of these teachers have worked their butt off. The average salary is $88,000 per year. And that's on their contracted date is 185 days. So they make about some of these teachers on an average will make $350 a day to be a teacher. We're 28th ranked when it comes to teachers' salaries paid. Our starting salary that I heard the other day, somebody said that's 30. No, it's $42,000.
In fact, I think it was it Steve Sanson or somebody said it was $24,000. I know that's not right.
No, it's not right. So let me put this. It's actually $42,000 a year right now, a starting salary. So when people are saying, well, they're not paying enough, well, they get 42, their average. Do they need raises? Yes, you do, because in any job, you should have a raise. But that system is so complicated, we need to simplify it, Kevin. It's too whacked out.
Again, Kevin Child joining us, former school board trustee for the Clark County School District. The teachers union has set September 10th as a strike date. What happens on September 10th?
It looks like if they do call a strike, I'm going to say they're not, because if he does, he's not going to be one of the union people anymore. Because what happens is when you strike, the school board trustees can actually disenfranchise them. They don't have to recognize them as the union. They can go back and then they can vote that out.
There's been a lot of talk that there's not enough money for some of these step raises and different things like that that the teachers are expecting. And they say that it's almost as if the state, and the district is going back on their word. Who's right? Who's wrong on this?
Well, the thing is, the school district's going to give them their 3%. So guess what? The school district's
and
right.
And the 2% across the board?
Correct. They have already allocated for that. They've already did their budget cuts. And when we say budget cuts, I'm going to let your listeners know, from 2008 to now, the school district has cut almost $800 million out of their budget, out of a $2.8 billion budget. That's almost $1 billion that the school district from 2008 now has cut. And while your growth has gone up, it's kind of hard to stay relevant when you're you have a growth factor and you're overcrowded in your school, you know, school rooms to do anything. I mean, there's
for instance, how many teachers are we short?
We're right now at about 785 teachers short. But
by the way, it's not as if the board of trustees and the district and the state legislature, it's not like we didn't know August 12th was coming. We knew August 12th was coming, and yet now we still have, what do you say, 782?
About 780 teachers short.
Wow.
But this is all throughout the country, Kevin. This is just not here because the microscope is here right now, but it's across the country. It's across the country that there's a teacher shortage. It's not that there is because they don't want to go into the profession anymore. Because if I'm going to go to college and get and pay $40,000 for my college, I'm not going to take a $40,000 job. I'm going to look for a better job. That's why you have education. We've got to incentivize so we can get teachers and better teachers in our classroom.
More coming up with Kevin Child. We'll also get to some phone calls. You want to join us? You want to join in on the conversation? You're welcome to do so. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, Kevin Child alongside as we continue live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem. Like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop.
Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. Joining us, Kevin Child, former CCSD school board trustee. He knows where all the money is, all the bones are buried. The Clark County School District is bracing for what could be a... Well, first of all, do you think that the teachers will go out on September 10th?
I'll do a 70% chance. Yes, they will.
Wow.
Not all of them, though.
Now, there's a bit of controversy. Some say it's against the law. Others say it violates the current contract.
NRS code says it's against the law for them to go out on strike. Yes.
So if they do... What happens?
They can get fired.
They can get fired. They can get arrested.
I don't think they get arrested. They just get fired.
The union decertifies.
And they can. The school board trustees can decertify the union.
You've been on the school board, the board of trustees.
4 years.
Would it be best for all of us, taxpayers, 300,000 kids, was it 70,000 teachers, 40,000?
You've got 18,000 teachers.
18,000.
We have 40,000.
Would it be best for all concerned if the union was decertified?
It all depends on what the union, what the people of Clark County want. And did they think it's a hindrance on, you know, the growth of their kids in their classroom? It could be. My dad was a union guy. So there's unions great out there, but there's unions that just shouldn't be there. We get that. It's just like life, you know. It's the plan that you take. I'm not a fan of CCA, and I'm going to tell that. I wish I had John Villardita across the way from me, because I would have no problem calling some of the stuff out that he has done and the tactics they have done, and they actually hurt the teachers, in my opinion. But the bottom line, it's about having a better work ethic in our classroom to make sure that our kids are going to get the optimum amount of learning out of that teacher. Let's face it, if you and I didn't do our work right, we wouldn't have a job. I'm a real estate agent. So if I don't do my job right, guess what they're going to do? I don't have a union to save me. I got to make sure that I'm working hard to earn your trust.
Tavon and Stu, let's get to some calls. You want to join in, you're welcome to do so. 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Jay. Jay, you're up. You're on with Kevin Child. I'm Kevin Wall. Good morning.
Hey, Kevin, I just wanted to give a different opinion as someone who's graduated, went to college, went on. In my personal opinion, you know, not to be rude or anything, but I don't think teachers deserve a raise. If this was the regular market, what they produce for the price and the amount of debt people are getting, the product does not meet market standards. And I say that as someone who is up to date on technology, most of the stuff taught can be learned on YouTube videos, online, in large settings. What teachers always avoid is the fact that parents make the difference in a child's education more than a teacher does. And what's happening now is parents are not doing their job, and they're wanting a teacher to be all around parent / teacher / mentor, when that is not their job. So we have a society problem where teachers are already taken care of. They have great benefit packages, paid vacation. They have tons of benefits that aren't offered to people who actually make a profit for society. The school program is outdated. They do not need a raise, and that's my opinion.
Hey, Jay, let's get some... some interaction here with Kevin Child. Kevin?
Jay, and you hit the nail on the head, is that the parent needs to be involved. And this is what I've always said before, is that, you know, that we have a bullying law that doesn't work because the parent does not get engaged because the bullying comes from home. Well, guess what? The education does, too. We can only give so much to our children, and our teachers can be so much. They're there to teach them, and then we need to go, I always say, back to the basics, reading, writing, and arithmetic. If you teach a child to read, oh, my gosh, that's a great thing. Because let's face it, if you know how to read and write, you can get an amazing job. And that's what we're there for. That's what public education should be there for. But then we have other avenues to get that child to where they want to become professional. I think you can agree with that. We have to change how we teach our children. Absolutely. And again, I think teachers need to be paid more, a little bit more, because they are professional. I just think their debt load when they become go to college is they need to, like the Army, the Navy, or the Marines. Remember, you can join up. And then you get free college. I think if you sign a 10-year contract to be a teacher, that you get your education is discounted or you get it for free.
And that's
would you agree with me that teachers who have specialized fields may deserve a higher pay? But I mean, basic arithmetic, English, these aren't specialized teachers. I mean, this is common sense that just because, you know, you have the title of a teacher doesn't mean you merit the pay that you're asking for. If there is a finance teacher, something that actually is beneficial, then I can see, you know, the justification of a pay raise, because the knowledge that's being taught, whether it's a specializing in mechanics or, you know, a kind of a trade or something that would actually be beneficial in the marketplace.
Yep.
Those people deserve pay raises, but not, I mean, a general history teacher, a math teacher, English teacher. I mean, these are the core for every other fields, but these are fields that can be taught online or at home.
And you make a good point, and we are going to consider a lot of that, because we got to get together with everybody, and actually it's the community that can make a difference in that. So thanks for calling in, Jay.
Can you stick around?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm here for you.
Kevin Child, a former CCSD Board of Trustees member. He has become a citizen activist, if you will. In fact, he scoped out something the legislature approved of, which was $8.9 million for a private jet.
Oh, did you see that?
Unbelievable.
I put it on my Facebook. I know, huh? $8.9 million for a jet. I get in awe.
I mean, what are these people thinking? We have all these problems, you know, making our budgets balance, and yet we're buying $8.9 million jets? Do we need a jet, for crying out loud? I could use a jet. I'd like to go to Winnemucca in a couple of weeks. Yeah.
What are you going to do up in Winnemucca?
I don't know. We'll see. Stick around. More to do. Kevin Child's going to stick around for another segment as we continue live and local now.
It ain't me.
Seven 90 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Child in studio. Former CCSD school board trustee, the reason we bring this to your attention is the Clark County School District is the fifth largest school district in the country. And as such, what happens here is going to reverberate all around the country. You know, we keep asking ourselves the question, why can't Johnny read? Why are our schools among the lowest rated in the country? That's a big question. We're looking for answers. And the answer is not to be cutting $98 from each student. I mean, it's just not. Kevin Child joining us. We'll get to your calls in a minute. And Elizabeth, you'll be leading off. Everybody else right behind Elizabeth. You want to join us, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And simply put, we've got a strike date set for September 10th. Supposedly, the governor met with Jesus Jara, the superintendent, and the teachers' union yesterday. And the big question is, are we going to have a strike? And if so, what's that going to look like on September 10th? Are you going to send your kids to school knowing that that what they are going to be a part of is a 300,000 student babysitting service? And that's probably what. Tell me what happens on September 10th.
September 7th is what the principals are already looking at, is to getting the substitutes in already. They might have to.
They're already 700 short as it is.
Absolutely.
If every a lot teacher of people comes to work.
There's a lot of people who come in and substitute. But again, before I left, I asked, they only pay $90 for a substitute, which is really sad. And I asked that if a teacher's going to get paid around $300 a day, why shouldn't a substitute, and you can get really qualified substitute, pay them $150 a day? I made that, and the board never took that up, which is, you know, guess what? It is what it is. But again, you have to pay people if you want quality people in those classrooms. We've got to do something different, Kevin.
I'll tell you what, let's do is go to your calls. Let's go to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, you're up. You're on Live and Local now. You're on with Kevin Child, former school board trustee. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin, I have mixed feelings. There are teachers that I'm aware of here in Clark County. I also have teachers in my family. There's a teacher, she teaches Spanish 1 there, and a teacher that teaches French 1. There are 42 students in her classroom. That is ridiculous, in my opinion. And you're right about that parents need to be involved. There are some parents that aren't involved, and I think those are the majority these days when I hear from my teacher friends from all over the country. You're right, we have to change how we educate our children, but I think that somehow there's got to be some type of merit base, like in any company. If you're a terrible person, you don't get the raises. We need to do something about the teachers, but they do need a raise. I'm sorry, they get paid horribly, and some of the things that they put up with are abysmal. They take a lot of abuse. Their hands are tied. They're disciplined. You know, I'm not saying we go back to the dark ages, but my husband and I were involved. Of course, he's an attorney. I'm a paralegal. Our children have computers. Our computers have those things. There are children today that don't have a computer in their home, and we say, well, go to the library. How do they get to the library if both of their parents are working? It's a complex situation, and I think as a society, we need to help people up, give them a helping hand, because those of us that are middle income or above, we can provide those things for our children. Those people who are on the lower end don't have that, and they may want to be involved in their children's education, but they could be working three jobs. When you're paid $10 an hour, you can't feed yourself or live as an individual, much less a family. I think there's things we need to look at.
Elizabeth, let's see what Kevin Child says. What do you think?
Elizabeth, yes, I'm agreeing that we need to pay our teachers a little bit more money. I've always said that a starting salary should be at $50,000, and they need to change the pay schedule. Absolutely, because and they make it, if you get a raise every maybe 4 or 5 years. I've talked to the NSEA right now and see how we can put a round table together to see how raises could work a little bit easier, so we're not always fighting each other. Because what happens is when the legislators don't give us the money, 4 years ago, the Republicans were in charge. They actually gave money to the school district. They gave bond money to the district. And they also, and guess what they got this year? They got very few monies from the legislative session. They didn't pass bond issues. We're so short with schools. We're 35 schools short of being built. Well, they didn't approve the other $4 billion for us to build that would relieve those overcrowded schools. But remember, when I started as a school district trustee, we had over 320,000 children. They're down to 300,000 kids now. We're still growing. But we're still cutting. This is why people are leaving the district and be leaving public education, is because that overcrowded, like you talked to. I'm not happy about the overcrowding in the schools. That's because we're not building schools fast enough. But our town is building. We're building a big football field in here, spending billions of dollars on that. But guess what? What about the kids that want to learn? They don't have a great classroom in their neighborhood. That should be shameful of what happened in the last legislative session.
Elizabeth?
Yes, I totally agree. So we just need to work together and figure out something else and how to make it better for everyone.
Elizabeth, I'm glad you called, and I thank you. With people like that, thoughtful people like that, I think, you know, if we put enough of those types of people together, we can find some answers.
But again, it's also on the board, on the leadership. They have a leadership. They have a president and a vice president. You got to ask, why weren't they in that meeting with the governor? Why weren't they in that meeting with the governor, Kevin? You have the president of the board and the vice president of the board did not go into that meeting with the. They should know everything. Remember, the superintendent works for the board of trustees. But what happens is, even before we hired the superintendents, I said they need to work, bury your nose into how to fix the school district, and guess what? And let us deal with the politics of it. But it seems like all these school board, these superintendents across the nation want to be this whole big figure where they're actually paid people that work for the taxpayers, that work for the school board trustees. And I said that before we hired somebody, I said, I hope the next superintendent buries his nose into making sure the curriculum is going to be awesome. And here's my deal is they haven't even had an evaluation on this superintendent. In his contract, it says July 1st, he was supposed to have evaluation. Well, the board leadership hasn't even did his evaluation. I like Dr. Jara. But if you're not going to hold somebody accountable to what they're, you know, what's going on and at the level, just like we do the teachers, just like we want to do the teachers, so should the superintendents be held accountable also.
The Clark County School District has had a complaint filed against it by Steve Sanson from Veterans in Politics. He was with us in studio yesterday. Yeah. Involving a $2,400 Peloton bike, those stationary bikes,
I know,
where you can ride across the country and not leave your living room, and that this is a part of the compensation package of Jesus Jara, the new school board president or school board superintendent. It's a part of his.
It's part of his contract.
Contract. Approved by, did you approve it?
No, I voted against it. So did Dr. Linda Young. She voted against it. I just thought that, you know, that we were paying the old superintendent $280,000 a year. And I said, let's start it at that and let him work up. Because, again, it's all about what's your achievement? What's your goal? How you're making it where you're going to go and building our school district up. Again, I don't dislike the superintendent. I think he's an amazing man. He's working his best, but he's also has that the school board trustees should be worrying about these strikes. They're the ones that are in this politic range. They should be in there engaging, but you have a president and vice president that are not engaged. They're not engaged. Like they just hid that bike in a agenda item. It was just a number. And in his stuff, it should have been a separate agenda item, and then they could have voted up or down. But the optics, man, Kevin, you know, we've cut, and you're buying a $2,400 bike.
But if it's a part, but see, and I've seen this with CEOs of major corporations. Yeah. They get golf club memberships. They get a car allowance, a housing allowance. They move into a gated community. And that's just a part of the recruitment that you have to negotiate. You got to compete with other major corporations. In this case, you got to compete with other school districts around the country. They're all hiring superintendents.
Correct.
Let me just ask you, the idea that there is somewhere buried in his contract, did anybody, when looking at this contract, say, wow, we're going to spend all this money on his health and wellness?
Well, that's, again, we all looked at it and we all voted on it. Some voted yes, some... I voted no on it because I thought we could make a better deal. You just can't give the store away. Let them prove themselves. Let them prove themselves and then give them a raise. Just like a teacher, just like the public screams, prove yourself in that classroom and we'll give you a raise. You have to have standards. And it seems like across this town, it's just not here, there's no standards and they have to be held accountable more.
Kevin Child, always good having you in. Thank you so much.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
I always learn something when you come in. And by the way, this $8.9 million jet. Who's using it?
I guess NDOT is, I believe. Yes, NDOT. They put that in, and then they bought a Beechcraft. I'm trying to find out what the Beechcraft, you know, because there's like eight different models of
the
Beechcraft.
Do we have like a state Air Force or something that
I hope we do, I guess.
That I didn't know about?
Then we can put our kids to learn how to, because we have a shortage of pilots.
There you go.
We do. We were talking that off break. We have a shortage of a lot of the doctors, pilots, you name it. We have shortages of, why aren't we going? And that's what Jarrah is doing also. He's looking workforce ready. And that's a neat thing about this whole thing. Workforce ready is a big plus. And our mayors are fully behind that, which is really great.
Wow. Kevin Child, thank you so much. Kevin Child, a former school board trustee. By the way, are you running for office?
I'm thinking.
I keep hearing rumors you're running for the state senate.
I will announce it on your radio show when we talk next time.
Come
probably
on, just say it. I'm running.
I'm gonna work on it. I'm gonna be working. It's a senate seat that I might be working on.
Oh.
Yeah. Huh. Senate seat.
Oh. Yeah. Is it more than 10?
What do you
less
mean?
Less than 12?
It'll be Senate District 11.
Okay. There you go.
How's that? I'm thinking of it.
Okay.
Yeah, to me, it's about people. I'm tired of the politics.
More than 10, less than 12.
That's right. You got it right in the middle, right? 11.
That's 11.
One in one.
Thanks so much, man. Always good.
Always a pleasure to be here,
Kevin
guys.
Kevin Child, former school board trustee, joining us. Coming up, the president doing something absolutely magnificent for disabled veterans.
Is that great?
I just love that.
Is that great?
No. And we'll let you hear it in his own words. That's all coming up live and local. Now. For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Join Nevada Policy and the founder of Prager University, Dennis Prager, in Las Vegas on September 17th. I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy. Dennis Prager is a best-selling author, radio host, and founder of Prager University, and he'll be the keynote speaker for Nevada Policy's anniversary dinner, The Spirit of Las Vegas, on September 17th at the Venetian Resort in Las Vegas. PragerU is an online university that promotes the concepts of free markets, individual rights, and American values. With over 1 billion views on YouTube every year, PragerU teaches viewers how free markets, capitalism, and America has enriched everyone's life. So don't miss this evening with Dennis Prager as Nevada Policy celebrates 28 years of working to keep Nevada free and prosperous. Visit nevadapolicy.org/event now to reserve your seat. We'll see you on September 17th for Nevada Policy's anniversary dinner. That's nevadapolicy.org/event.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We are your radio program of record all across the state of Nevada. If you are a disabled veteran, if you are a totally disabled veteran, I've got some great news for you. Let's go to the president. Yesterday, this was Louisville, Kentucky, at the AMVETS convention, and he announced that he's wiping out what I believe is, by my math, hundreds of millions of dollars in student loan debt for our disabled veterans. I want you to listen to the president yesterday in Louisville.
Every service member has the right to return to civilian life with dignity and security, and that's what's happening. Driven by this core principle, we have helped 30,000 veterans find permanent housing over the last 2 years. 30,000. We have also expanded the GI Bill so that veterans can use their benefits to get an education at any point in their lifetime, a crucial reform to expand opportunity to veterans in every stage of their career. That's a big thing. And today I'm proud to announce that I am taking executive action to ensure that our wounded warriors are not saddled with mountains of student debt. In a few moments, I will sign a memorandum directing the Department of Education to eliminate every penny of federal student loan debt owed by American veterans who are completely and permanently disabled. Nobody can complain about that, right? Nobody can complain about that. The debt of these disabled veterans will be entirely erased. It'll be gone. And sleep well tonight. Altogether, this action will wipe out an average of $30,000 in debt owed by more than 25,000 eligible veterans who have made immense sacrifices, the ultimate sacrifice in many ways for our nation. They've made a sacrifice that's so great, and they're such incredible people, and they never complain. They never complain. That's hundreds of millions of dollars in student debt held by our severely wounded warriors. It's gone forever.
And by the way, one other thing that I want you to hear from the president, this is cut seven. Cut seven is in Louisville at that AMVETS convention. The president took credit, as he should, for improving the health care of our veterans. That's the deal we make with our veterans, and for some reason we always seem to ignore it. But this president has not ignored it. This is Cut 7, the president in Louisville.
Since I took office, nearly 3 million veterans have been able to choose a private doctor in their own community. And have you ever seen, and this is a great tribute to the people at the VA, the people and the leadership of the VA, I don't hear these horror stories. You know, I used to see, as growing up, I'd see VA, VA, VA. I don't want to, you know, well, let me find some wood. Wait. I'm not hearing bad stories. I'm hearing all good stories. But the fake news will go out. They'll find somebody in the system. They'll find somebody. They'll find somebody in this giant medical system, the largest system in the world by far. They're going to find somebody that wasn't treated perfectly. And he'll be on the top of the news tonight. We have breaking news. We've also slashed wait times at the VA by more than 33%. That's a great thing. And the care is better. More importantly, the care is even better. A recent study published in the Journal of American Medical Association found that wait times are now shorter for primary care at the VA than at private sector doctors and hospitals. How about that?
I love that. How about that? I love that. Now, here's the deal. I have always maintained that we as a nation have, in large measure, failed rather miserably to upend our end of the bargain with our veterans. We say to veterans, you give us 3 years, 6 years, whatever the deal is, you give us that commitment and we'll make a commitment to you. You know, stuff like the GI Bill and different things like that. But so many times people died on these waiting lists. People died. And the politicians all you know, flapped their gums. That's all good. But I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but that's not good enough. The president, and by the way, the president is going to ask states to forgive debts, you know, student loan debt for totally disabled veterans. I think that's great. And by the way, it's high time that we did this. Coming up, a member of our military who once carried the football, the nuclear codes for President Clinton. He is now running as a Republican in the People's Republic of California. Can you believe that? Yeah. Buzz Patterson, if you remember back to our early days, our CBS days, back in, 2011, something like that, we had him on all the time. And then we kind of lost track of him. But now he has resurfaced, and he is running for Congress from the People's Republic of California. We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local, now.
Real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
You know, everyone in Las Vegas knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's Taco Shop. Ah, authentic family dishes prepared hot and fresh every day. Like the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine, made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce, served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans, and a refreshing drink. It's magnifico. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Booyah!